take every possible action to clarify this matter under existing law. In returning this measure, I do so in the hope that Congress will adopt the insurance proposal I submitted earlier. Such a measure would be fiscally responsible. It would be consistent with the wage-price guidepost. I would be proud to immediately sign it. Now, that earlier measure would do two things, Jerry. It would permit them to increase it from 20 to 30, as the House agreed. It would make both the federal government and the employee put in more to make it actuarially sound. And I'd be glad to sign that. But it got over to the Senate. They moved it up to $40,000.
Right. You may know when the bill for the Senate version came back, even though the result was more doomed, I asked some questions when they brought it up. And I frankly would have voted against it then, and hell, we didn't have a chance. Let me assure you, Mr. President, I applaud this. I will not only vote to sustain your veto, but I'll do what I can to get what troops we have to also sustain it.
Thank you, Jerry. That's wonderful, Will.
Let me just say this. I've got to go out to Missouri tomorrow. The speaker's not here. Won't be back until Wednesday. If you can, by any means, hold off the vote on the vote to sustain until Wednesday, I think it would be much better.
What I would hope we could do, I'd hold it off. Y'all, I don't know what your procedures are. I have to get it to you by midnight. It just got to me late this afternoon after all of them examined it and tried to find the civil service and all the departments. Now, what we would hope to be done, it would normally come up and we could send it to the committee. The committee chairman says that he'll take it and keep it. But there may be somebody raise a question and try to keep it from going to the committee, because the Senate bill is substantially different from the House bill. And Lou says that they might raise a question and have a vote there, but Dominic Daniel says that he thinks he can take the committee and keep it there. What I would hope that you and Boggs, and I talked to Dirksen Mansfield, and Dirksen feels just like you do, except just as strong as he can be, and said, we've got to do these things now. If we are symbolic, we've got to let these bankers know, too, that we're just not going to approve every increase comes along. And so what we would hope could be done, it would go to the committee and say, now you committee members, go bring that House bill out. We've got that in the budget. We've got $12 million. It takes a little money out of circulation. We're glad to do it. It's a good bill. And cut out this 90, and sometime down the road when we can afford it, I'll be glad for the $40,000 to take care of the cabinet and the Congress, things like that. But when we go to doing it to 2.5 million people, it sets a bad impression for General Electric next week, and it sets a bad one for auto workers next month, or things like that. And that's what our people are worried about. So if we could get the House to send it to the committee and let them look at it, let them consider it under the guise that, well, now the president says he'll sign a bill. Let's get one that he'll sign. No use send it back over his protest here, because he'll take it out of the hides up some other way. So if we could get that line of talk going where they would say, well, let's send it to the committee and let the committee see what they can work out. That's the smart way to do it. Now, I don't know whether you can get the votes to do that or not.
I'll be in the office up until about 11 o'clock in the morning. I'll talk to our people and urge them to not force a vote.
That's right.
Try to get it to the committee.
That's right. That's it. And then the committee can sit down with us and we'll agree on a reasonable one. And I don't want to hurt anybody, and the last thing I want to do is take any benefit from a member of Congress.
Well,
I sure think it would be dangerous if I were a member of Congress and vote myself $40,000 insurance when the average guy's got about three.
Right.
And on election year, a few days before, when the president had vetoed it and tried to hold it up, but I don't want to say that and get into it. But I think you might tell your people, if they're very smart, they're not going to vote themselves a big pay raise in September before an election in November.
Well, you can rest assured that I not only feel it's the right thing to do, but I think your analysis politically is right, too. If we can
Only thing we differ on politically, Jerry, is just the estimate of the number of seats you're going to get. I just don't want you to get as many as you can.
Yeah, I'll buy you a cup of coffee if I'm wrong.
All right, well, we'll have a cup of coffee anyway. Thank you very much.
All right, Mr. Bye. President.